Heidi Castro recently made the decision to put her 18-year career in education on hold due to COVID-19. In her audio diary for KOSU, Heidi talks about what she misses most about working and how her family is balancing one child being back in school while the other is distance learning.
Hi, my name is Heidi Castro, and I live in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I have been a teacher in the elementary schools since 2002 until recently. A few years ago, I took a job doing intervention and academic support for the school system here. This year, when it came time to sign my contract for the new school year, I had a lot of different factors that went into making that decision. Because I'm not in the classroom with just my class, I'm exposed to a lot more people. I work with pre-K through fifth, and I work at two school sites. In the end, I decided to stay home this year and not continue in my position. The only thing that we do know about COVID is that we just don't know anything. And for us, my immediate family, we do have things to consider. We have my husband who went through cancer treatments. My son has asthma. I myself have an autoimmune disorder with my Hashimoto's syndrome. And so these were just a few things that had to go into account. The hardest part about not going back is definitely my students. I did receive some emails and texts from parents who were upset and sad, but also very understanding. And I do, you know, I love my students, and I miss them so much. And it is very hard not seeing them every day, not knowing how they are doing in school, and whether they've decided to go virtual or traditional. That is the hardest part, is did I make the right decision? Did I go through all the steps? You know, it's just, you don't know. You don't know what the right choice is, and you're constantly wondering if you did make the right move. Not only am I an educator, but I'm also a parent. I have two children. One is in high school. She's a senior. And then my son just started middle school this year. Our daughter is taking concurrent classes at OSU. So that was an easy decision that her classes would be all virtual. And our son was not so much. He is just starting middle school, so the excitement of a locker and changing classes and finally being in the same school as some of his teammates and friends, that was exciting for him, and he wanted to go. And he is our child that needs to go, because he is not the type that will go out of his way to socialize in person. I do have people ask me, you know, why did you send him to school when you're not going to school? But there is an exposure factor that we have to think about, and everybody has to make their own decision based on what's best for their family. We are blessed that my husband is an essential worker, and he can support us all through this, and he is our rock. And we just go day by day, hoping we made the right choice, and just being thankful that we are all still together and healthy.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills and Matthew Viriapa as part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.